there is this cycle, and by having this understanding of what it looks like and how to intervene in each portion of this, I think it creates a better appreciation for misbehavior. It's not that the behavior is completely out of control. The behavior is very functional. There's a reason why it happens. Kids do not just blow up out of nowhere. There's something that sets the stage for it. And it may not always be environmental. It could be something neurological as well. But if we as teachers can approach it that way as problem-solving approach rather than taking it very personally, like this child was so disrespectful to me. Yes, it is disrespectful, but there's a reason why it happened. If we can approach it from a problem-solving perspective, then we can intervene much earlier to allow the child to maintain their dignity. You maintain your role as the instructional leader and keep the instruction moving forward, because that should be the ultimate goal. All the kids are there to learn and gain academic and social experiences. And part of that is going to be not controlling, but managing behavior along the way.